All right. In this episode, I want to talk with you about the six types of videos that salespeople create in a personalized way in order to move somebody through the sales process at faster rates.
Discover how video can help you achieve your sales and marketing goals. It all starts right here in Todd Hartley's Video Marketing Mastery.
Yo, yo, what is up? Oh, I just love this week. My calendar was cleared today, like the first time in a decade. My assistant came through and just cleared everything out of my calendar because, yeah, I've got some downtime and I'm getting some great exercise in and I'm laying low, but I'm also writing a couple of courses and a book right now, all to be ready by the end of Q1 or Q2, like good things are coming right now. But my head is down and I'm banging away on the keyboard. But as I'm getting ready to write this next section in my course, I realized I haven't told you about this. The five types of videos that a salesperson is going to use inside of a remote selling scenario. Now, listen, there are videos that are pre-produced that the marketing team is going to create. And those could be like a corporate overview video or a testimonial story. And I've told you about that and like a next steps video and implementation. There are all these other kind of a demo video, like you name it. But those are pretty much created by the marketing team. But there are five types of videos that are uniquely created by the sales team or a sales individual when they're using video to move somebody along in the sales process. So let's go through the five types of videos, starting with video number one. Oh, by the way, you have to determine before you even start making your videos, well, in each scenario, which type of video is best suited for your goals, okay? So let's do this together. And you know what? Now that I'm thinking about it, there's six types of videos. There really is. There's six types of videos. Oh, God. All right, here they are. First, you got to determine, right, what your goal is. So right off the top of my head, I'm like, hey, if you can wing this thing, like if somebody asks you a question and you want to follow up after the call and reinforce that question with a personalized video, you might want to create a selfie video if you don't have to show anything. You can just do it off the top of your head, look right into the camera, grab your phone like you're taking a selfie, turn the camera around so it's in selfie mode, and record right in to the camera while looking into the lens, not the screen. All right, put the lights in front of you, not behind you. You know the foundations. That's the first type. The second type of video of six is, oh boy, is a teleprompter video. Like if you can't off the top of your head rattle off this information and you got to go word for word, or maybe you're in like a more regulated industry and you got to say things a very specific way, or you might get your hand slapped by somebody at the corporate office, legal team or something, then you might want to use a teleprompter video. Or if you're new to, let's say, the company and you're just starting to get the information down, use a teleprompter video, put your script inside there, and then and there's plenty of apps on iPhone or Droid that are teleprompter video-based apps. And I've spent episodes where I'm teaching you what you should expect from that app. But what I'll tell you right now is the app that's going to serve you best is not the one that's going to give you text across the full screen. The one that'll serve you best is the one that's going to help you hide the fact that you're reading, right? Because I know when you watch a video and somebody's reading, you're like, that dude doesn't know this stuff. He's not, oh my God, he's reading. Like you just exposed a fraud, right? The way that you hide that when you're on camera is you move the text box as close to the camera as possible. So you don't want it to be all the way across the screen. And for anybody that's like my age or older, we're going blind. So when you think, oh, that's so nice, I'm going to get the text all across the screen, red flag yourself and say, oh no, that'll let somebody know that I am reading. Instead, isolate the script as close to the camera as possible. Make your text smaller and your eye only read the lines that are in horizontal alignment with the camera. Don't go up or down or too far right or left. Just stay right near the camera as much as possible, okay? So that's your second type of video. The third type of video is called a webcam video, and it's perfect for introducing yourself and relationship building, and you're going to want to be front and center on that. So I look at that as a separate type of video than a selfie video, because a selfie video you're going to do with your phone, okay? But you can, in theory, turn on the webcam on your laptop, look into the camera, crush it. And for a pro tip, if you are going to have some notes, make sure those notes, kind of like the teleprompter app, are isolated right underneath the camera, and don't make them too far left or right. Like, don't go the full width of the browser or your Word text app. I think it should be like an inch or two wide and directly underneath the camera, and just keep scrolling up if you're going to use notes with your other hand that nobody sees, and keep the words that you're reading as close to the camera as possible, and you should be frigging golden. Number four. It's called a screen share. I call it like a show and tell, but some people call it a screen share. It doesn't matter what you call it. But it's great for explaining or walking through something that you can show as well as tell, all right? It's a show and tell video. So let me give you an example of that. Your slides. Maybe you're going to walk somebody through a slide deck of yours. Maybe you've already got something that you would have historically done in person, or maybe you share with them on Zoom. And if somebody brings up a question on a call and you answer it, follow up answering the question again for them, provide them more detail, put your slides on the screen, and use that show and tell video to help them crystallize in their brain what it is that you provide, okay? Because really, remember, most of this game is injecting massive clarity. If you can inject clarity in the sales process and eliminate confusion, people will buy from you, and your company will throw a parade in your honor because people will buy from you at faster and faster rates. All right, so then there's a marketing personalized video. This is handy for outreach at scale, as you can automate the personalized part of the video rather than making them individually or for each prospect. I don't like it. I don't like it, man. I don't. And the reason is, when the video is personalized, like if I'm Richard, I know you're listening, and if I'm like, hey, Richard, it's great talking with you. It's Todd Hartley. Like, so much better than me having a marketing personalized way to put your name on the screen, but it feels more janky than valid. And I always want to connect with people in an authentic way. So I bring it up because it is, yes, it is a scalable solution, but like many scalable solutions, they aren't as effective, right? Cool. And then the last one is playlist. Number six, the playlist. You know, it's excellent for adding a personalized intro into a pre-recorded video or curating a collection of videos for a prospect to review. Like the playlist, like think about the playlist in an iPod or inside of your music app. You can create a playlist, and then using a tool like Vidyard.com, you can send somebody a personalized intro. Hey, Richard, I know you asked about blah, blah, blah. I put together this video for you. Boom. And then it goes to the next video, the next video, the next video. It happens very quickly, but you're transferring the knowledge. But all you did was talk to Richard. Okay. That's an excellent way to do it. Vidyard's really good tool for that, because you can create these playlists for each of your different personas. And in doing so, your sales team or you as a solopreneur are able to rock and roll hoochie-coo with your videos. And those are the different types of sales videos that work based on, remember the very beginning, what it is that you are trying to accomplish. There's six different types of sales videos that a salesperson is going to create. But before you make yours, determine which one you need to use. It's going to help you get the best results. It's going to transfer the most information into your prospects' heads. And if you want to figure out like where to get started, I've got 20 minutes of free learning for you as a gift at wirebuzz.com/remote-sales. Just go to that page, watch the videos, and if you think I can be of help, fill out the form and me or a member of my sales team and strategy team will jump on a call, see if we can help you solve your problems. Anyway, peace out. Happy New Year to you. I am so excited to finish this year strong, put a cherry on the top of this year, and make sure that I think back at 2020 as being a year where I made massive progress in my career and not think about all the bad crap that happened in 2020. I'm looking forward to the next episode that I'll drop tomorrow for you, and I'll talk to you real soon. Peace.